it's a treadmill, but you've got water to walk through as well as keep up the pace of walking on the treadmill.
I haven't seen one before I came to Rittle. It's new this year, but we have learnt so much from it. It's been so good to be able to actually see one in motion. It's really good. Yeah, I really like it.
She's walking through water at the moment, and she's walking at a fair pace, and as you can hear, the water is coming in, and she's walking through the water as if she's walking on the beach, really.
Yeah, that's correct, and it'll start filling up further. You can stop it, and you can go to particular heights on the leg. Up to the knee is where they start really having to pick up, especially their hind limbs, which is really good for especially rehabilitation programs, getting them to increase their range of motion is really good as well.
You can see right in, can't you? You can see really all the motion of the muscles working.
Indeed, and you can see through from the front, you can see if they're walking in two tracks in a straight line. From the back, you can see how they're moving, and across the side, you can stand along the top. It's like a bench, you can look down, and it's really good to see how the muscles are working along the back and the hindquarters.
Now, as someone who rides, have you discovered things by looking at a horse walking through this that you didn't know before?
Absolutely. You know, this is so interesting, and I haven't seen one before, haven't used one before, and you can learn so much just from watching it and seeing how the horse has changed before and after as well.
What are the sort of things that you have noticed?
Very much how their legs move, from the range of motion increases, the way they use their hind end on the machine. They have to really work their muscles and their shoulders to keep it going, really, to get a really nice pace, and they get stronger, it strengthens the muscles as well.
So it's not just used for those who have had problems, your average horse will benefit from being in here?
Yep, it's used very much at the moment in the dressage industry. Charlotte Dujardin, which is currently the world's number one in dressage, she uses it a lot for her horses, and it's quite popular seen in like the Horse and Hound or any horse magazine. And again, it really works their hind ends, which is important for the dressage horses to be quite strong and independent for them. It's really good for strengthening. It's just really good.
What do you think the horses get out of it?
It's hard work for them. They have to really work up into it. You start with a short amount of time and build it up, especially with the water levels. You start low and build that up as well. For horses like Toffee, who really enjoys it, you can see her ears are forward. She's really happy with what she's doing. Again, she is used to it, so it's good for them. Horses that are a bit shy as well, sort of getting them used to it, and they... yeah, start enjoying it.
It's getting quite deep now, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's up to their knee. The carpal joint is their knee, and behind, working up to their hocks, which is where you really start seeing the hind end moving. The muscles along the back, the neck, and the hindquarters are really having to work here. She's really having to pick up her hind legs, which will help her joint mobility as well. It's a really good rehabilitation aid in strengthening muscles and joints, which is really good for some of the horses here and any horses really that could do with strengthening and balance. It's really good for resistance training. It's the same as going to a beach. When you're on the sands, the way the water, you have to work against it as resistance. It's really good for strengthening and training.
And this horse really likes it?
She loves it. She's got her ears forward. She's a happy girl. She's very bright and alert of what's going on, the whole situation. And she's been on it a number of times.